You're listening to Coast Radio. Joining me now via Teams is Dr. Bob Pelz. He's the infectious disease specialist with Peace Health. He's also on the governor's medical advisory panel. Dr. Pelz, good morning.
Good morning, George. Thank you.
Now, just jump right into the booster thing here. I mean, that seems to be the predominant. I noticed on Oregon Health Authority's site that daily vaccination rate has gone from 7,000 to about 11,000. I'm assuming most of those are booster shots. They're the newest development in the fight against COVID-19. Can you tell us about the need for them and maybe something about the CDC recommendations?
Yeah, sure. As you said, we're seeing more vaccinations, and most of those are people getting boosters. A lot of the experts and CDC administrators have made the point that boosters are not going to be the way out of this pandemic. There are definitely some value to getting a booster shot if you fall into certain categories. If you talk about bringing this pandemic to the end, it's mostly the unvaccinated people getting vaccinated the first time that's going to make a difference rather than people getting their booster shots. There is pretty good data that among people that are older or have underlying conditions like tobacco use or obesity or diabetes or heart failure, that if they get a booster shot, it does decrease their risk of getting the milder infections. And there's probably some decrease in the risk for hospitalization. I think it's important for people to know that the recommendations for people getting boosters does not in any way mean that these vaccines don't work, because they remain very effective in preventing people from getting hospitalized and very sick.
But you look at, for example, the Pfizer is the one who has the current booster out now. And you do see some waning numbers in the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson. When you get to a number, I mean, does a person that had a Johnson & Johnson or Moderna, can they benefit from the Pfizer, or is that something that you need to stay away from?
Yeah, so as you allude to, George, right now the boosters are only available or only recommended for people that got the two-shot Pfizer series to begin with. There are data from Canada and Britain showing that mixing these vaccines can be beneficial, particularly in people that got the AstraZeneca vaccine first, and that one's pretty similar to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So I think if somebody were to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and then get a Pfizer booster, the data probably suggests that they're more likely to get better benefit than just getting the single-shot Johnson & Johnson. The first FDA commission meeting to discuss boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson will occur on Thursday and Friday of this week. So if you interview me next week, we'll probably know a lot more.
Now, what about side effects? Are there any booster side effects that are different from, say, the initial shot?
Yeah, so there's a fair amount of data about this, particularly out of Israel, and that's where they have the most experience with giving boosters for the Pfizer vaccine. The Pfizer vaccine was the main vaccine used in Israel, so they started earlier than many other countries. They had 80% of the population vaccinated probably by March or April of this year. And they started giving boosters in large numbers over the summer. Some of their data shows that the third shot of the Pfizer vaccine seems to have a little bit less likelihood of having sort of the nuisance effects like body aches and low-grade fever or headache. So people seem to tolerate the booster vaccine a little bit better than they did with the first two shots. And interestingly, the Moderna vaccine, the booster that they're proposing, is half the dose of the initial vaccine series. So I would anticipate that people getting a Moderna booster are also less likely to have some of the side effects that are very common with these vaccines, just because, these are such strong vaccines in terms of generating a good immune response.
Well, you mentioned that Israel was kind of way ahead of the curve there when they started giving out that. What do we know about, for example, New Zealand, who seems to have curbed this pretty well compared to most other countries around the world? Do we know anything they're doing different than what we're doing here?
Well, I think that they've just done a much better job as a society of doing the things that you need to do to prevent this virus from being transmitted. I'm afraid I can't speak to their vaccination rates, but even before the vaccine was out, they were a model for the world in terms of shutting down the virus and showing that you can prevent spread of this virus if you do the right thing, even if you don't have access to the vaccines. I would imagine that now with access to more of these, effective vaccines, New Zealand's probably in even a better position than they had been.
Now we're coming up on flu season. COVID vaccine, flu vaccine, same time, good thing, bad thing?
Yeah, there's no reason not to do both at the same time. A lot of people are just kind of nervous about both vaccines. There are plenty of people that, frankly, for reasons that escape me, are nervous about getting flu shots because they're just completely benign. And there are a lot of people that are nervous about getting the coronavirus vaccines because they're relatively new, and there's a lot of horror stories out on social media, most of which are not true, about these vaccines causing various side effects. So, if you're somebody who tends to be nervous about vaccines, I think it would be reasonable to spread out the vaccines. But from a medical standpoint, there's not really a reason not to get them both at the same time. And I should mention that the Oregon Health Authority reports that we've been having flu in southern Oregon already, which is really quite early for a flu season in Oregon. So I'd really encourage people to start getting vaccinated against flu.
Well, it seems to me, if I re remember correctly, Southern Oregon counties are generally less vaccinated for the COVID-19 shot as well. The counties there are showing smaller numbers when it comes to that. So it goes to goes without saying that the flu might also have a bigger impact there. We kind of
Yeah,
talked. Go ahead.
go ahead.
I was going to say, we kind of talked about the Pfizer has the only booster that's approved, and you said that this Thursday they're going to have a meeting there. But Peace Harbor here locally has only been administering the Moderna vaccines, according to this. Is there some confusion that people might have, or is there anything we need to kind of straighten out there?
Yeah, so the reason that Peace Health did that is that the Moderna vaccine didn't have to be stored at as low a temperature as the Pfizer vaccine. So over here at Riverbend, we have these freezers that can keep things at minus 70 degrees, and it was just harder for Peace Harbor Hospital to store their vaccine at such a low temperature. So we chose to give the Moderna vaccine. In retrospect, the caregivers in Florence are kind of lucky because it looks like Moderna is actually substantially better than Pfizer. So if people are concerned about not having access to a booster shot because they got the Moderna vaccine, I think that should provide some comfort that the vaccine that they did get seems to be a little bit more effective than the Pfizer. So if they have to wait a little longer to get a booster, it's not as big a deal.
Now, we're still having a considerable amount of vaccination clinics ongoing throughout the state so far. Is that correct?
It is, and there's been debate at the Oregon Health Authority about whether they should reinstitute these mass vaccination programs like they had at the Oregon Convention Center. I'm not sure that we have the resources for that. There's a shortage of healthcare workers in general across the state right now. It's just it becomes hard to logistically put together a major vaccine response for large numbers of booster shots to be given. But you're absolutely right. I mean, we're still trying to vaccinate as many first-time people as we possibly can because that's how we get out of this.
With the October 18th date looming upon us, are we seeing any fear of there being a drop in healthcare professionals around this? Because I know there's been a few people who have been pretty adamant about not getting the vaccine.
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. As you're probably aware, Peace Health was ahead of the game in terms of mandating the vaccine. We went public with a vaccine requirement 3 or 4 weeks before the state came out with it. And going into the date where we expected to lose staff because of lack of vaccination, we went from having something like 15% of our staff unvaccinated to down to about 7% of our staff unvaccinated. I mean, people don't want to walk away from a good salary, a good job in this economy, and years of benefits that they built up working for for a healthcare organization. So ultimately, I think a lot of people in healthcare that haven't yet gotten a vaccine are going to do the right thing and get vaccinated. And and move on with their lives and you know do their best to protect themselves and their family members. There definitely will be some people that don't get vaccinated.
Well, and we do have a vaccination clinic coming up this Friday here in Florence. And my understanding, the Pfizer booster doses will be available.
I'm sorry, I don't know what they're doing out there in
Okay.
Florence right now. That, yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty much what I have for questions, unless you have anything else you want people. Obviously, we repeat over and over again, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay home when you're sick. I mean, there's really nothing new to add to that.
No, there really isn't. I mean, the longer we deal with this, the more we know, and it remains clear that vaccination, washing your hands, wearing a mask, those things all really work. They all really make a difference, and that's what we need to keep our society open, get our kids back in school, keep our kids in school, and keep our healthcare systems from being overburdened.
Well, anybody can just look at what happened with the flu last year to see how well this works. And it ought to be something that is a no-brainer. Dr. Bob Pells, thank you so much for your time today. Look forward to doing this again soon and getting more COVID-19 checkups from the folks at Peace Health. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks, George.